Okay, today is Daf Ayin Dalad, a brand new perek, and the name of the perek is called Ketzad Solon. Ketzad Solon Es HaPesach. How do you roast the Korban Pesach? How do you roast the Korban Pesach? So, not a hard daf today at all, very straightforward. Most of it's not about Pesach anyway. And here's what the Mishnah says. Mevi'in Shpud Shel Rimon. You take a spit made out of wood from a Rimon tree. V'tochvo, and you stick it in, l'toch piv, into the mouth of the Korban Pesach, ad beis nikuvaso, until it comes out from the other end. V'nosein es kirov, and you take the feet, v'es b'nei meyov, and the innards, l'tocho, inside the body of the Korban Pesach, and you go to a fire. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili. That's what Rabbi Yossi Haglili says. Rabbi Akiva Omer? No. Kimin Bishul Huzeh. You're cooking the feet and you're cooking the innards. Because they're inside the animal. So it's like cooking. You're not allowed to cook. It has to be roasted. Ella rather, Tolin Chutzalo. No, the innards and the feet are roasted next to the animal, on the side of it. Not in it. Can't do that. Because then you're cooking the innards. They're not being roasted. So you have to move it to the side. Fine. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein tzolin es ha-pesach lo al ha-shpud." You're not allowed to roast the Korban Pesach on a shpud, which is a spit made out of metal, v'lo al askala, and not on a griddle either, like a grill. That you can't do. Amar Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok says, "Maisa b'Rav Gamliel." There was a story with Rav Gamliel. Sh'amar lev Tevi Avdo. He said to Tevi, his servant, "Tzei v'tzol lo es ha-pesach al askala. Go bring the Korban Pesach. We're going to roast it on the askala." On the grill. And Gemara's going to ask, he's just not allowed to do it. Why is he, there's a mice that says he did do it. So the Gemara's going to answer that question. How could that be? Fine. Very simple Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, V'nesi shal mateches. Well, why can't you use a metal rod, a metal spit? Why is this made out of wood from a pomegranate tree? Why? So the Gemara says, I'd decham mixaso, since part of it's going to become very hot, cham kulo. It's going to become hot. The meat, the metal, the heat is going to spread throughout the metal spit. The kamatave machmas hashpud. And then you're going to be roasting because of the spit, not because of the fire underneath. V'rachmona amar, the Torah said, sli esh. Only roasted from fire. V'not v'lot sli machmas davar achar. And not roasted from some other thing. What's the other thing? The spit. Therefore you can't use a metal spit. You hear this, Vart? That's why you can't use metal. So the Gemara says, "V'naisi shel dekel." So why don't you use a spit made from a dekel tree? Now we can ask about every tree in the world, right? So the Gemara's answer about five or six of them. Why not from a dekel tree? And the Gemara says, "I'd the is be shivi, since it has like ridges, grooves, mapik maya, water gets secreted, v'have kimavushal. It's like cooking." So you can't use a spit made out of that wood. The nicey shell te'ena. What about the wood from a te'ena tree? Te'ena are figs. Aidi de mechalchel, since it's very soft, the wood is softer. Again, mapik maya, water will come out. V'havile kimavushal, and it's like cooking. The nicey shell alone. What about an alone tree? Shell chruv, the buxa tree. Shal shikma, a sycamore tree. What about these woods? So the Gemara says, no. Aidi de isbe kitri, since they have knots in them, these woods have knots, mapik maya, water will come out. And if water comes out, then it's cooking in water, not cooking in fire. Shal rimon nami isbe kitri, but rimon also has knots. The rimon wood also has knots. So, the Gemara answers, two answers. Number one, she kitri. The knots are smooth, and the water doesn't come out. That's one answer. V'boy se ma'or, binagva barshata. It's a very, very young pomegranate tree. The less baked kitri. It doesn't have knots. Doesn't have. So, by the way, why is it that the Korban Pesach has to be roasted? Why? What? Like why? What's the reason for this rule? I mean, we don't really know the time in for mitzvot. We don't really know. But, yeah.
The Torah says it.
The Torah says it. Is there a reason? Like, again, we do mitzvot because Hashem said, and then we don't try to look for reasons. But the Chizkuni, who's a Rishon, what? That's what the Chizkuni says. The Chizkuni says that barbecue is the best. And in Mitzrayim it was done so that the Egyptians would be tortured, smelling all that amazing meat, and they can't go near it. And Ladaros, that became the halacha. As a Rishon says that. I couldn't say that on my own, but a Rishon says it. Again, we do mitzvahs because Hashem said, not because of reasons, right? We're going to get to that in the Maharal. In the next few prakim, he's going to talk about, is it appropriate to make reasons like this up? Is that even appropriate? Because it, in a way, it cheapens the Maharal whole. It cheapens the mitzvah by doing that. And I don't want to cheapen my mitzvahs.
That makes sense if you consider that it was Derev Avodah Zarah.
Correct. It was Derev Avodah Zarah. And it's the most...
Put it in a little pot and put it away someplace. You have to do it.
And we all know that it's the most geschmack smell. Right? So it makes you the most longing for it. That's just reality. It just is what it is. Right? And that's why it has to be roasted. It says the Gemara, v'ikabei paske, right? But the place where you chop off the wood from the tree, that spot is like liquidy. Water can come out of that spot. So if the water comes out of that spot, then it's going to be cooking and not roasting. So the Gemara says, yes, don't put the animal at the end of that spot, right? So demapit lebei paske labar. That's right. Have the animal somewhere else on the spit, not there, because in a chanami there there's water. Now masnisin de lo Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah cannot go like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda said, kishem sheshbud shel eitz eino nisraf. Just like a shbud of eish. Eino nisraf doesn't get burnt, right? Why doesn't it get burnt? Because the animal's protecting it. So when you're turning over the animal on that spit, the spit doesn't get burnt. The animal might get touched with fire, but it's protecting the spit inside. Kach so too, shpud shel matechas eino martiach. The shpud made out of metal doesn't ruin the animal. Rashi explained. Shpud shel eitz. Kishetolon oso betanor. When you hang this wooden spit in the oven, umechusa betle, and it's covered with the animal, ein masha besochat tle nisraf. Whatever's inside the animal doesn't get burnt, and the spit itself doesn't get burnt. Shat tle megin alav, because the tle protects it. Kach so too shpud shel marteches, a metal shpud, ein masha besochat tle martiach machmas maya miksaso hayotzi chutz l'tle. Nothing gets ruined, it's all good. Which means he holds it can use metal. He holds it can use metal. And Amish says you can't.
You might get used to the other woods, it'd be the same thing.
What?
Same thing with the other woods.
Okay, maybe yeah. But then we said you can't use metal. Because then it's cooking in the metal, it's not roasting. Rabbi Huda said, no, I disagree with that. Amrulo, zeh cham etzaso cham kulo, v'zeh cham etzaso eino cham kulo. So they answered back to him, you can't compare metal and wood. When metal, one part of it gets hot, the whole thing gets hot, and by wood it's not like that, and therefore metal's worse, and therefore metal's not really roasting, it's really cooking. Fine. Then we said, v'nosein es karov. You stick the feet and the innards inside the body, and you roast it like that. Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael, korehu, toch toch. Rabbi Shmuel used to call it toch toch. Two pshat of what this means. Either toch means inside, put it inside, or it's the sound that the oven makes when it's cooking. Like it's bubbling, it's, you know, cooking. So either way, it's a reference to the fact that it's all in one unit, all inside. Rabbi Tarfon, kari, gedi, mekulas. Rabbi Tarfon called it a gedi that's mekulas. How do they translate the word mekulas?
Helmet.
So Rashi says, mekulas, loshen kova, loshen of helmet, nechoshes, like an iron helmet. Kidetar v'gerid, and kulsa d'nechosha, sfirle, chun l'mayla barosho, v'nirim kirayim k'nechoshes al rosh gibor. It looked like a helmet, because everything was contained inside, like, you know, you put a helmet on, that's what it looked like. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Ezehu Gedima Kulas, the Usr Lecha Belel Pesach Bezmanazeh. What's a Gedima Kulas, which is Usr to eat on Pesach Bezmanazeh? What's that? Kol Shetzalo Kulo Ke'echad. So we know you're not allowed to eat roasted meat Bezmanazeh. It's a gzeira. People will think you shechted a carbon Pesach, and there's no such thing. So therefore, we asered roasting meat. What's the iser? Here, the iser is when you roast it all together. Nechtach mimenu aver. If one aver got cut off, nishlak mimenu aver, or you cook one aver, ein zeh gedima kulos. That's not a problem. Now we today are machmer. We don't roast anything. We don't even roast chicken. Chicken was not a carbon Pesach. So machmer about this issue, we don't roast anything. But then, back then, they said, wait a minute, if it's one piece, what should be a problem? Did no one checked it? No one roasted a carbon Pesach, one piece? They did the whole animal itself. So if you have one piece, that's okay. That's okay. That's not part of the gzera. That was then, now it is. That's okay. By the same token, if you cook it, it's also not part of the gzera. So the Gemara says that's obvious, right? The Gemara says, If you cut off one aver, even though it's roasting in itself, he says that's not a problem. So nishlak mibaya? So if it's cooking, of course it's not a problem. Right? Rashi says, nishlak mibaya. It was cut off for hadar nishlak, and then it was cooked. You cooked it when it was still attached. How you pulled that off, I don't know. Right? Therefore, I would have thought that if it's mechubar to the rest of the animal, even though it's mevushal, it's still called a gedim mekulas, and it should be usr. Comes along the Gemara, that's not usr. Okay. Now for the rest of the daf, we're going to talk about, not talking carbon Pesach anymore, now we're going to talk about roasting meat and getting dam out of meat. You're not allowed to eat dam, it's an issue in the Torah to eat dam, and you have to get dam out of the meat. How do you get dam out of meat? There's two ways. One way is by salting it, and the other way is by roasting it. Right? You can get it out of roasting it. Well, so here we go. Amar Rabbah, Hai Mul Yisa Shari. Mul Yisa is mutter. What's Mul Yisa? Mul Yisa is
stuffed
lamb. What?
Stuffed with raw meat.
It's an animal that's stuffed with raw meat. So you put raw meat inside another animal and then roast it. That's all mutter. Mutter to eat it. What's the issue? Abaya says, I'll tell you what the issue is. Amalei Abaya, 1 second. V'hakabal adama. You're absorbing dam, right? The outer one absorbs the inner dam, right? So it's a problem of dam. You see what's going on? You put meat, raw meat, which l'chor has dam in it, inside another animal. You're roasting the whole thing together. So the dam from the inner goes into the outer. So how could you do that? So amalei kibolo kach polto. Well, the way it goes in is the way it goes out. In other words, the dam goes from the inner meat into the outer animal. How'd that happen? How'd it go in? It gets absorbed. And through the roasting, it gets spit back out. So there's no issue of dam at all. Abaya, obviously, didn't hold like that. Abaya said, you're not going to do this. Now, on number base, we're going to say we're paskin like Rabba. It's mutter. But right here, that's Abaya and Rabba's argument. Abaya and Rabba. And name him Sile. Let's try to bring a raya. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, Nosin es Kirov, you take the innards, ves b'nei me'ov, and the, I'm sorry, Kirov is legs. The legs, ves b'nei me'ov, and the innards, l'tocho. And you put it inside the animal, and you roast it like that. My taima, what's the reason for this? Lav mishum damrin an kibola kach palto? Isn't that the reason? The dam from the innards is going into the main part of the animal, and then it comes back out. Amri, no, that's not the reason. Shiny Pesach. Pesach is different. Kivon de ikka Beis HaShchita, since when you roast, you have the animal face down, so all the dam, right? The Mechalchel, Medav, Midav, Daivi. All the blood dripped out onto the floor, onto the whatever you have, and therefore it's nothing to do with Kabbalah Kachpalto, it never absorbs it. Just the opposite, it goes out. Says Rashi on top. Lafi kishenitle betanor, when you're hanging this animal in the oven, upi beis shchitaso lamata, and the place where you shechted, the hole is face down. Hadam yotze derech halal hatzavar, the dam goes out through that hole. Shekorin portzila, it's called portzila, vishoseis derech beis hashchita, and it drips out through the beis hashchita, and therefore there's no dam problems. Because any other meat, you can roast it however you want. You don't have to even roast it. You can cook it. So you can't cook raw meat with dam in other meat. It's going to become all absorbed. If you roast it, you have a little bit of a heter. We're going to talk about it now. If you roast it, you have a little bit of a heter. Because if you roast it face down, the blood all comes out. It's not a problem. Now, Bizman Azad, I don't know what we do Bizman Azad. I don't know how to do this. Back then, that was okay. Right. If you cook it, it's a problem. Because it's not true. Now, one second. So, name him Isaiah. Let's start in another raya that kibol lo kach palto. There's a mission in Chulin that says like this. Halev, when you want to cook a heart, so even though the heart is full of dam, you got to eat heart. Says the Mishnah, koro, first cut the heart open, umotzi es damo, and get the blood out. Lo koro, if you didn't do that, koro la achar bishulo, do it after you've cooked it, umutter. And then it's mutter to eat the heart, as long as you make sure that there's no dam. In other words, the dam from the heart you're going to get out, and it didn't absorb any other dam. Can't absorb any other dam from the cooking. Now, my timer, what's the reason for this? Lav mishum domrinan kibolo kach palto? Isn't it because of kibolo kach palto? In other words, if any dam went into the heart, it went back out. That's why it's mutter. So what do you see? Kabbalah kach palto? No, that's not the reason at all. Shiny lave, the lave is different. Dishia, because it's smooth. So it doesn't absorb it. Nothing goes in. All you got to do is make sure you get the blood out. Fine. Now, Vaharabin, Ravin once, Ravin Saba, Tafle hahu bar guzla larav. Tafle means he roasted, right? He breaded. He breaded a dove for Rav. What does it mean? He breaded it. He put flour on top of the dove. The Amar lay, and he said like this, E Miley Tafle, if he did a very good job of breading, Havli, give it to me, the Echel, and I'll eat it. Now, what does that mean? That means that Kibolo Kachpolto. Why? Because the dam of the dove came out of the dove, went into the breading, and therefore, Rav said, if I see the breading is good, then I can eat it. It's a very difficult Gemara here now. Not difficult in terms of... Right, so one second. So the Gemara answers, Hahi smida demafrid. This is demafrir. It was very, very good breading that absorbed all the dam out of the animal, and therefore it's mutter to eat it. So there's no... And also, it lets the blood escape out to the floor. So there's no dam here. It's only meat of a bird and breading. But there's no dam. Why? Because the breading got the dam out somehow. Somehow.
And the breading doesn't absorb the blood?
No. No. So, right, look what Rashi says, Rashi of Besmida, Be'isa shel solas, in the dough of the breading, Ve'enu nidekas kol kach, it doesn't attach to it, Ve'nefreches me'eleha, and it goes out by itself. Va'adam yotze mimena, dam goes out. So, it has nothing to do with Kabbalah kach polto, it's a different thing. The breading helps the blood get out. Va'rava ikla be'eresh kalusa, Rava went to the be'eresh kalusa's house one time, V'tafile baravza, and they bred it for him some kind of baravza, a goose or something, or some animal, or some bird. Amar Ilo chazite dezig kizuga chivra. If I don't see like the breading white like glass, clear like glass, lo achli b'nei, I'm not going to eat it. Why? Because I'm afraid of dam. Now, v'il solka daita kibolo kach polto, but if the blood comes out, so then my iria kizug, why does it have to be clear like glass? Afilu kilo zognami, even if it's not clear like glass? What's going on here? Now here it's different. Hasam over there, b'chivrisa desharir. It was a different kind of, it was white wheat, white breading, white kind of flour or something, and that doesn't let the blood escape, so therefore the blood doesn't escape. So therefore I have to make sure there's no blood, has to be clear. V'hilchisa, and halacha is like this. There are going to be three levels of breading. This midah, if it's fine breading, fine flour, bein asmik, bein lo asmik, shari. Whether it's red or not, whatever's coming out of the is mutter. Why is it mutter? Why is it mutter? Because whatever's red is not dam. Even when you eat meat today, you see like red liquid, that's not dam. The Gemara calls that muhul, some kind of liquid. Same thing over here. The flour got all the dam out. All the dam was able to escape. I had a little red over here. It's not dam. Chivrasa, if it's white wheat, e zig kizuga chivra shari. If it's white, like clear like glass, then it's mutter. Because the white breading caused the blood not to escape. So you have to be clear. No red, no blood. E lo asin. If not, it's asir. And the shar kamachit, every other breading, ismak asir, lo ismak shari. If it's red, it's a problem. And if it's not red, it's not a problem. Halacha l'maisa, what this means, I don't know. Okay? But this is what the Gemara says. Hi, mulyisa. This mulyisa, that we said when you take raw meat and you put it inside another animal, manda asar, Abaye said it was asar. Abaye said, you can't eat that. Right? On Amar Aleph, he said, you can't eat that. So afilu pumul atachas. That would be true even if the mouth was face down. Uman deshari, and Rabu, who said it was mutter, afilu pumul la'el. Even if the thing was face up? Apparently. V'elchazar v'lacha is, mulyisa shari, afilu pumul la'el. It's mutter, even if the head or the opening is faced up, because we assume with the roasting, it's all the blood's going to come out anyway. I'm not sure what this means. Halacha l'maisa, I don't know what the Gemara says. What? Correct. Now, umtza, meat. Bei means testicles, if you want to eat that, of an animal. Umizriki, and it means like the neck veins of an animal. So, the machlokas about how to get the blood out of these parts of the body. Pligi ba Ravacha Ravina. Ravacha and Ravina have a machlokas about this issue. So Bachala Torah Kula, in everywhere in the Torah, Ravacha Lachumra, Ravina Lakula. Ravacha is always Machim, Ravina is always Makel. Vihilchasa ki Ravina Lakula. And we always pass like Ravina, always Makel. Labar Mehani classes that in these three cases, the Ravacha Lakula, Ravacha is Makel, Ravina Lachum, Ravina is Machmir, Vilchas Ravacha Lakula. And we pass like Ravacha to be Makel. Now all three cases are the exact same thing three times. It's just different parts of the animal's body. But there's reasons why maybe the halachas would be different. The veins of the neck are very hard. The beitim are there's zera in there also. So it's like different ingredient, different materials, different not materials, different things in there. So maybe the dam is concealed. There'd be reasons why I would think maybe the halacha is different. It's not different. And umtza is regular meat. So here we go. Hi umtza, this meat, the asmik, that's red. Chatche, you cut it off, cut it open, cut it up. Umalche, and salt it. Afilu l'kedera shari. You could even put it into a pot. Meaning you could even cook it. Why? I salted the meat, I got rid of all the dam, and even if it's red, meat, that's the color of meat. The color of meat is red. It's mutter.
No, the pot's the problem.
What?
The reason why he thinks the problem is because the pot is blood in the same pot.
Right. So it's not an issue. It's not a problem. No blood gets absorbed into the pot. Shaftei bishpuda, if you put it on a spit, shari, it's also mutter, made of daiv, because all the blood gets soaked out. Achte agmure. What if you put it on coals? I think that's what it means. Put it on coals. Pligi bar vachrovi. There's a machlokas about that. Charasar v'chadshari. One says yes, one says mutter, one says asar. Man de asar matzmis tzamis. The one who says it's asar, he says that the properties of putting it on a coals are such that it causes the meat to like shrivel, and therefore the blood never comes out and it stays in there. And man de shari, and the one who says it's mutter, mishav shoev, says it gets drawn out. And therefore the blood gets drawn out, even when you're roasting, even when it's put on top of coals, it's not a problem. I mean, that's what I thought also. What happens when you put meat on? So go get a scientist and go do the study. I'm not sure what the machlokas is about. What do you mean? No, I mean, but it's a question of metzias. What happens when you put meat on top of a coals? Does the blood get drawn out or not? How can they argue about that? I'm not sure. What? How could you disagree like that? What do you mean? Is today Wednesday or is it not Wednesday? I can't get my chokas about that.
Listen, because if you can't quantify how it's done, or what you see out of it, how are you making a
sack on
that?
Okay.
You can tell a little blood that's going to come out or not come out?
Right. Well, what do you mean? If it's a bit red, it's red. That means there's blood there.
No, you just said there's another. It's a kind of flour,
it's okay. I still haven't understood this. We're not, what kind of blood are you talking about? The only answer is toxins.
Correct. That's what they think it is.
But you know it's not that.
Why?
Because it has to be that's the blood that comes out.
Uh-huh.
This blood is the stuff that's going to come out later on.
I hear.
No, what is the rice? What is the
Yeah, it might be the Rabbana.
You have a darabana
and
another darabana.
No,
it's coming too far, 2 steps down.
The halacha is mishav shayiv. It gets drawn out, and therefore it's fine. V'chein bei, same thing with beitzim. Chadchinu, you cut it open. Malchinu, and you salt it. Afilu l'kadei rishadayin. You can even put it to a pot. And we're not a choshesh that the pot's going to absorb dam. Not a problem. Tlinu b'shbuda, you put on a spit. Same thing, shayin its mutter. Why? Midav dayev. The blood gets drawn out. Achtinu akmure, you put it on coals. Now, pligi baravacha vervina, the machlokas. Chad asar v'chad shari. One says mutter, one says asar. Manda asar mitzvah tzamis. The one who says asar is because it shrivels, exactly. Umanda shari, mishav shayev. The one who says it's mutter is because the blood gets drawn out. V'chein, mizrike, same thing with the veins. Chadche, if you cut it off, Umalcha, you salt it. I feel like a derishari. You can even put it to a pot. When I choshesh, what are we not choshesh for? When I choshesh, the dam is going to get absorbed into the pot. Not a problem. Toluya b'shbud, you put on a shbud. Beisa shchita l'tatoi. Shari, the opening is face down. It's mutter. Midav doyev. The blood comes out. Achte agmure. You put it on coals. Pligi ravacha v'ravina. Charasar v'chad shari. One says mutter, one says asar. Manda asar matzmes tzames. Manda shari mishav shayev. And the hilchos of the halacha is mishav shayev. Fine. Next, hay umtsa de asmik, this red meat over here, right? Chayle osur. Chayle means this like liquid. Rashi says mahul, which is a liquid. Hayotze mimenu, that comes out kishechotcho when you cut it. Which is, even though that's where we have that. You cut meat. That's osur. They don't have the same meat?
No, we have the same meat as they have.
I understand. So he says it's usher. He says usher. We don't hold it's usher. So, anyway, then Rashi has a different shot, but same thing. Lo as mikhaile shari. Lo as mikhaile shari. If it doesn't come red, if it's not red, then it's mutter. Ravina Amar, I feel lo as mikna mikhaile usher. Even if it's not red, it's still usher. Why? EF shar deles play shuri ke dama. You can't have where it doesn't have some remnant of dam.
Now, Art Scroll wants to say that what's coming out is from the vein that's got mixed up with the meat.
Okay.
That makes it more understandable.
Okay. Omalei marba memar lorvashi. Says Maravir, says Ravashi, what are you talking about? Abba megamalei megimui. My father used to swallow it. His father used to swallow, used to drink it, or swallow it. Ikad Amri Rav Ashi Gufei Bag Malei Gemoy. Rav Ashi himself would swallow it. Meaning, it's not usur. Amalei Mar Barameimar L'Rav Ashi, Abba, your father, Hai Chala, vinegar, D'Chalat Bechada Zimna, you used it one time. They would use vinegar to get the dam out of meat. Once they would use the vinegar one time, Sulo Tani Chalat Le. They wouldn't use it a second time. Use the vinegar one time, they wouldn't use it again. My time of why? Michla mitama. Right? Michla mitama. Which Rashi says, it got weak. It weakens once every time the vinegar is used to draw out the dam. The vinegar gets weaker. So you can't use the vinegar a second time. It's already too weak. Says the Gemara, Maishna michala mitma. Why is this different than if the vinegar was weak vinegar to begin with? If it's weak vinegar to begin with, we don't have a problem. We allow you to use the vinegar. But if you used it once, you can't use it a second time. So what about weak vinegar to begin with? Dechatlin and lay, and we'll use it. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam isya likua depere beene. Right? In other words, Hasam is over there. When it's weak to begin with, isi likue de pera beene. The fruit, doesn't mean fruit. It means that whatever sharpness, whatever properties vinegar has, it has them from the beginning, even if it's a weak set of vinegar. Hacha, but once you use the vinegar already, less likue de pera beene. It doesn't have that property anymore, that property is lost, and therefore you can't use the vinegar. Okay? Some dafs are like this. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.